This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
It's the big leak, and it's been a gusher. A big gusher. And it happened on the previous council's watch. While they were busy beavers organising carbon credit schemes that didn't live up to the hype, buying blocks of land in the Daintree to do whatever they were going to do with it, you certainly wouldn't have had a choice in the matter, and unveiling glossy plans for a Disneyland lagoon in Port, telling us that we were water wasters and lumbering us with severe water restrictions, the big leak was wasting massive amounts of water near the Newell Beach turnoff. Chris Beckwith and his tenacious wife Karen have been carrying out an investigation into the big leak, its ramifications to both the residents of the Shire and the environment. Also, they're looking for leadership, finally, in the new council. Chris and Karen were the people who investigated the Qantas carbon credits fiasco that the previous council geniuses came up with. The promises of a carbon neutral shire and a council that had no hope of being realised. Qantas told Karen and Chris, and then we told you, that Qantas would never give the millions of dollars in publicity that was promised. Well, from a pipe dream to a pipe nightmare. It's the big leak. So much water wasted over 2 years while we suffered those water restrictions on the watch of the previous council. Chris and Karen described the big leak as
scandalous, outrageous, totally outrageous.
Shambles, the whole water storage, water security, water leaks, and there's water restrictions on.
My understanding is 2 years ago, council put forward a paper saying that they had massive leaks, but only now recognise the problem from that spot or in spots in our shire in the last 2 years, and it's only now being dealt with.
Big leak, June 2018, in the Smart Water Meter report. The council was losing 295 million litres, which is 295 megalitres of water, which is around about $413,000 of water sales a year.
Why was the last council, why did this get under their guard on their watch?
Probably to show they had money in the bank. By not spending money on the infrastructure, they could make it look like everything was rosy.
Buy a couple of carbon credits instead.
This one is a whopper. So the leak we're referring to is just as you're coming towards Newell Beach off the main road. And we stopped there one day just to have a look at why there were so many pipes there, what all the workers were doing, and ended up talking to the site manager. And I said, you know, the story with the leak here, is it a big leak? He said, oh, it's a gusher. I said, what do you mean by a gusher? He said, well, it's 10 litres a second. And, like, I have a bore on my farm, and I know that's a pretty good amount of water coming out. But in calculating that, that's 600 litres a minute. It's 36,000 litres an hour. Now, if we keep on going with the figures, but in actual fact, what it is 2.5 Olympic pools being wasted every week.
Where's the water come from, Karen?
From the Rex Creek water intake, and the Rex Creek supplies Mossman and Port Douglas area for their water.
We worked out it's about 5% is being wasted by the figures council gave, and that's a lot. Okay, you might do it over a couple of months, but for 2 years this has been going on. It's being fixed now, but 2 years where it hasn't been fixed. The council knew there was a problem, but I don't believe until Karen spoke with Mark Stormer and told him that the figures that we were hearing didn't match up to the figures that were being billed back to the Shire.
The Water Department wrote a letter to a community group, and I tried to just find the historical figures to match what they were saying, and I couldn't find it. So that's when I approached Mark Stormer, our CEO, and I said, is this really correct or is there a typo? Because the figures that were quoted were made out to make the residents feel like they were water pigs just using it, you know, in an unrealistic manner. And it was really the community's use. So it was residential, non-residential, council, water distribution, including leaks, that overall figure, and it was being compared to a Southeast Queensland residential figure. And I didn't think that was fair.
It just seemed, from the initial report given through to the community group by the council, to the water department, that we were told we were using around about 800 to 1,000 litres a day. Now, that's a huge amount when you compare it to what the Gold Coast, for example, is using, around about 200 litres per person per day. Where's this other 800 litres coming from? So only by seeing that and seeing discrepancy in that did we explore where's the problem. And the problem basically was that they were tying in the commercial water with the residential water and telling you that's residential, and that's where the problem is.
I just went, well, this can't be that hard to read. We're just talking about numbers and that's in volume. That's it.
There was a huge loss of water somewhere. And to Mark's credit, he listened to her and investigated it and came back a couple of times and revisited some of the comments we had and subsequently sent people out. They found the leak and great, it's being fixed now.
You know, it was allowed for such a long time, and I would have thought it was normal council business to fix a leak like that.
That's what I thought. I thought there should be some way, some systematic way to find the leak. And it shouldn't take 2 years, you know, maybe a couple of months of testing.
You know, it's a huge amount of water to waste.
Let's just pause and go over those stats again. Over those 2 years of this big leak, 10 litres per second, 600 litres per minute, 36,000 litres per hour, 864,000 litres per day, that's over 24 hours, 315,360,000 litres per year.
And, you know, also when you consider it, it is being treated as well with, the, you know, with they use for chlorine. And that's water's running through a creek and running through a wetlands. What's it doing to the wetlands?
It's council property.
It's council land. When you look at the maps and you obviously, you know, when we went to have a look at it, you know, we were told it's council land.
When you look at the water restrictions that we faced, you know, because we haven't got water, and you got this leak was going at the same time.
It's just not the way to run a business, really. If I was running a professional business in private enterprise like that, I'd be sacked.
Local farmer Clint Reynolds is big on the environment. He's big on soil quality and no nasty runoff that affects our reef and waterways. He's also an advocate for some sort of sensible water security plan. His thoughts on the big leak?
Of course, it's detrimental to the environment massively. It cuts down all your microbiology that's happening, that needs to happen in the wetlands. As a resident, you get put on water restrictions and then they're just wasting water like that. Say it to do with money, I'd say, trying to cut costs around the corner and make things look a lot better than what they are. Trying to save a penny here and there, I would say, to try and make the books look a little bit better than what they actually are. We've got a lot of old infrastructure. So, yes, this is a big leak and it's one big leak, but pretty hard to say that that would be the only leak.
Water storage, water security was so much of an election issue that instead of you read something on social media, but try and then fact check it with what council actually has to say. Read their data. I really would like Mark Stormer to actually say, well, okay, once the leak's fixed, we can give you some rough estimation, or, you know, is it something we've got to wait for until we get the smart water meters in?
Obviously it's being done, so Michael Kerr's up to speed with it too. They're proactive. They're not just waiting for a drama to occur to fix it. They're actually trying to fix something. You know, I think that the long-term plan, from what I understand, to go with smart meters through the Shire will obviously alert them to problems.
Was part of the problem, let me get this right, that residents and commercial were being treated, they were in the same bucket, so to speak?
Yes, that was the problem. Actually, there's one thing I can add to that. The way water is managed under the previous council was noted in a state government level as reactive, but we really need to be a proactive shire. And I'd like to think this new council, with new leadership, fresh eyes, will be proactive, not waiting for something to happen and go, we've got to fix this. Because fixing things is always going to be more expensive than planning ahead to manage things.
And here we are buying blocks of land and all that sort of stuff where money could be saved in a much better way.
The big leak happened under the noses of the previous council. Now we have a new council, and its Mayor Michael Kerr promises under their watch things will be better.
Well, you would have seen up at Newell Beach, there's been a lot of roadworks going on up there. We've been fixing a big leak that was found, and it's one of those ones that was typical for this area with ageing infrastructure, and something that we're going to probably have a lot more of in the future, and it's important we get onto them straight away. And that's why it's really important that we get these smart meters out that we've put into this operational plan, because that'll assist in those sorts of areas. This whole budget and everything we're doing at the moment is about getting jobs and creating jobs for people, and you know, which means building infrastructure, fixing infrastructure, and making sure council's doing those things on the ground that they're supposed to be doing.